بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the main philosophy behind the creation of the human beings. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human beings to live for a short time, so why at all He created them? Is it a kind of test? Is it a kind of trial for them or what?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, it's not for a short time, although the life in this world is for a short time compared to the life in the hereafter, but we know that we have another life to continue forever. So after the death, we'll go to the world of Barzakh, and then on the day of judgment, we'll live for eternity. But regarding the philosophy and the goal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for creating the human beings, first of all, we need to distinguish between two types of the goals. Sometimes the goal is for the doer, and sometimes the goal is for the deed. For example, you may like to become an athlete, for example, a champion in a sport, for example. So you exercise. So you have a goal for yourself. But sometimes, you yourself, you are not looking for any benefit for yourself. Imagine you're going to give some money for charity, yes, although some benefits may come to you as a reward. But beside that, or you would like to buy something for your children.
Yes.
In that case, the goal is for the children or for the poor people to take benefit from your deed. And the goal is not for the doer.
Yes.
So having this in the mind, when it comes to the creation of human beings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shouldn't think that the goal is something which is beneficial for the doer,
mm-hmm,
for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know that He is needless, Allahu Samad, and He is not in need of anything, and otherwise He cannot be a God. He is a necessary being, meaning that He cannot be in need of any other creature. So whatever the goal is not for God Himself. Rather, the goal of the creation is for the deed. Now, this creation has some philosophies, some goals, all of which are related to the human beings themselves.
But for sure, there is a goal concerned by God too, isn't it? You mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not have any goal of creation of human
That's
beings?
That's the point.
Okay.
The goal is not to fulfill a need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself.
It's not a need.
It's
That's
not
right.
a need. Okay? So the goal is for the deed. It's not
yes.
for the doer.
Okay.
I mean, he's not looking for something for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, there is a famous poem in this regard that من نکردم خلق تا سودی کنم لیک تا بر بندگان جودی کنم. So I did not create to bring any benefit for myself, rather to have grace for the servants, for the creatures, for the
yes.
human beings. Now, if this is the case, so we are talking about the goals of the creation
mm-hmm.
of the human beings, the deed, and not a goal which is fulfilling a need in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there are two answers to this question. One type of answer is the rational answer to this question given by mainly the Muslim philosophers. And the other is the goals as mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran and of course the narrations. Now, according to at least some philosophers, rationally speaking, creation by God is a grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a mercy. And if there is an action which is considered to be good, now a graceful being like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should do it. Okay?
Yes.
So creation of human beings is a mercy. I mean, imagine, there is no human beings, and now there are human beings. Of course, all agree that creation is better than non-being, okay?
Yes.
So if creation is a kind of grace, is a kind of mercy, has some benefits, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the most merciful, as the graceful, gracious, will do it. So rationally speaking, a being which is a necessary being is graceful, then he will create.
Yes.
And that is why, according to some philosophers, this is not held by all philosophers, but some philosophers believe that creation continues and will not stop. And it has been there from eternity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been always creating.
Yes.
Because creation is an act of grace, and God will do whatever is considered as a grace. This is the viewpoint of a group of philosophers. Mm-hmm. But of course, some Muslim theologians disagree, and they do not believe in that.
That's right. And so that's only limited to human beings, by the whole creation.
Exactly. The main idea is regarding the human being.
That's right, for the discussion.
Because yeah. They are looking for perfection mm-hmm. as free creatures.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah,
we worship Allah and no one but Allah. Now, this is the viewpoint of at least some of the philosophers, that rationally speaking, creation is a grace by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will do that. Now, when it comes to the Noble Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says that the creation of human beings and all creatures is not in vain, as mentioned in chapter 23, chapter Mu'minun, verse 115. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Afahasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha? Did you suppose that we created you aimlessly? Wa annakum ilayna la turja'un? And that you will not be brought back to us. Also, chapter 3, 191, يتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض, they reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth and say, ما ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا, our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Now, what are the goals for creation, especially for human beings, as mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran? One of them is to test the people. As mentioned in chapter Mulk, chapter 67, verse 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ, he who created death and life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that he may test you to see which of you is best in conduct. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows, but for people to realize, then they are created to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next interesting point mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran as the goal for creation is knowledge. I mean,
again, these effects are for human beings.
Exactly.
And not for God.
Okay. All of them are for human beings. This knowledge especially is regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and monotheism. So interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings and all the creatures in service of the human beings, so that people come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is interesting, that knowledge is one of the goals for creating the human beings. Regarding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter At-Talaq, chapter 65, verse 12, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ard mithlahum. It is Allah who has created seven heavens and of the earth and numbers similar to them. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُمْ. The command gradually descends through them. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So what is the goal of creating all these seven heavens, seven earth, according to this verse? لِتَعْلَمُوا. So that you know. So this ilm, this knowledge is one of the goals for the creation.
Yes.
So that you may know that Allah has power over all things and Allah comprehends all things in knowledge.
So believe in Tawheed, you mean, is the main goal of this.
And okay, before that, knowledge.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is very interesting because when it comes to the Bible, for example, they consider that tree which was prohibited for Adam and Eve to eat is the tree of knowledge, mm-hmm, which is absolutely rejected by Islamic narrations. But when it comes to the Quran, one of the goals of the creation of the human beings is to gain knowledge regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
The next goal, as mentioned in the Quran, is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous verse in chapter Dhariyat, chapter 51, verse 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me. The next goal, as mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, is for people to reach the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, as I mentioned, is not in need of human beings, but people, all creatures, especially the human beings, are in need of that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why they are created. Allah says in chapter Hud, chapter 11, verses 118 and 19, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Had your Lord wished, he would have made mankind one community. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. But they continue to differ. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. Except those on whom your Lord has mercy. وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. And that is why he created them. So according to the understanding of many scholars, وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ means to reach that mercy, to gain that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has created the human beings.
That's right.
So all in all, we can say that the goals which are mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran for the creation of the human beings is, first of all, to test the human beings. Already Allah knows.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that we are not put in this world and directly we are sent to heaven and the hell. So all people will oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you didn't test us. So the test is for the people to realize whether they are going to go toward the right path or the wrong path.
What about reaching closeness to Allah himself? Is it also considered a goal?
Exactly.
Or
I mentioned that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Okay.
To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perfection is the main goal for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also I mentioned gaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all in all, yes, the final goal of all human beings is to gain closeness to Allah.
Reaching salvation and prosperity in life,
exactly.
It's better to say. That's right, in both worlds. Okay, that's all right. Of course, this is according to Islamic beliefs. It might very much differ from the purpose of the creation of human beings in the secular, for example, world.
Exactly.
There are so many answers to that. And now when we are talking about the creation of human beings, we are not merely talking about the first stereotype of human beings. We still are talking about the production of human beings in today's world too, when a child is born, okay?
Exactly.
So this is the main philosophy behind the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the goals of creation of human being by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li wa Husayn wa Hasan li Aliyin wa وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن